Hare Krishna, I'll be reading about the Samadhi of Sri Haridas Thakur. As Prahlad Maharaj appeared in a family of demons and Hanuman appeared as a monkey, Sri Haridas Thakur appeared amongst the lower caste. Haridas had a handsome form with all aristocratic features. Highly intellectual, he won all debates in Sanskrit and philosophy. Yet, he never lost his temper. In his youth, he became famous for his extreme devotion and asceticism. Though born in a Muslim family, when he became a Vaishnava, even Brahmanas would eagerly smear their bodies with the dust of his feet. The Supreme Lord Anant Dev himself praises Haridas Thakur. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva always desires to associate with such devotees as Haridas. And the demigods desire to touch the transcendental body of Haridas. Simply by saying his name, Haridas, one will be promoted to Krishna's abode. Navdvip was full of gross materialists and Kali worshippers guided by Smarta Brahmanas before Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement. The Smartas forbid loud chanting by the Vaishnavas on the plea that it might awaken Lord Vishnu, who would become angry and curse Navdvip with a famine. But it was Haridasa's habit to loudly chant Hare Krishna while wandering along the Ganges bank. Every day, before taking his one and only meal, he would finish 192 rounds, that is 3 lakh holy names of Krishna. One time, a rascal Brahmin challenged Haridas Thakur. The Brahmin said that the proper method is to chant Hare Krishna silently within one's mind. Quoting the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam and Naradaya Purana, Haridas conclusively proved that loud chanting of Krishna's names gives 100 times more result than silent chanting. Yan nama grahan akhilan srotran atmanam evacha sadhya punati. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hears his chantings, as well as himself. Haridas concluded with, which is better, to feed yourself or to feed yourself and simultaneously feed 1,000 others? Some people mistakenly think, since Haridas Thakur always chanted Hare Krishna, he wasn't relishing the mellows of Radha Madhav's pastimes. Krishna's name is a wish-fulling gem, that is Nama Chintamani, and the very embodiment of Rasa, that is Rasa Vigraha. So, by purely chanting the holy names, Haridas Thakur definitely tasted the transcendental mellows of loving devotion to Radha Madhav. Haridas Thakur, the connoisseur of the holy name, taught everyone how to enter the Rasa Shastras through the door of Mahaprabhu's mercy, received by purely and constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Feeling threatened by Haridas Thakur's conversion to Vaishnavism, the Muslim ruler arrested him. To enlighten the Qazi, Haridas said, all living entities in creation are inspired by the Lord in the heart to act in different ways. People of different religions praise the Lord's holy names and qualities according to the view of their scriptures. The Supreme Lord accepts everyone's mood. If anyone shows malice towards another's religion, he actually shows malice to the Lord himself, who is worshipped by that religion. Since God is one, that person becomes envious of the same Supreme Lord that he himself is worshipping. The governor grasped these words, but the Qazi, that is the local ruler, insisted that Haridas make a choice, either give up your belief or die. Haridas replied firmly, if my body is hacked to pieces and even if I am killed, still I will keep chanting Hare Krishna. The infuriated Qazi ordered Haridas Thakur publicly whipped to death. He was brutally beaten, dragged through 22 markets and thrown in the Ganges. Absorbed in remembering Lord Hari, he miraculously survived by God's grace. The Qazi, the Brahmanas, and his rivals ran to Haridas. They gave Haridas Thakur an enthusiastic welcome and begged forgiveness for their offenses. He forgave them and blessed them with devotion. Haridas thought the ordeal was fit punishment for his having heard Vaishnava blasphemy from the mouth of the Qazi. Prema Vilasa says Haridas took Diksha from Sri Advaita Acharya. Haridas Thakur exerted immense influence from the start of Sri Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Teaming up with Lord Nityanand, he spread Krishna consciousness in Bengal. When Haridas Thakur came to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya gave him a room in the garden next to his. Every day the Lord sent prasadam to Haridas. They also met regularly to discuss Krishna Katha. While seeing Lord Chaitanya's lotus face, holding his feet upon his chest and chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Haridas left the world. Lord Chaitanya personally carried the body of Haridas to the sea and with his own hands buried him in the sand. Then Mahaprabhu begged alms for a festival to honor Haridas Thakur's departure. Lord Chaitanya paid tribute to his pure devotee. Let us all sing the glories of Haridas Thakur. Haridas was the crest jewel of the world. By his death, the earth has lost its treasure. Out of his great mercy, Krishna had given me his association, and now he has taken him away. When Haridas himself wished to leave the world, I could not hold him back. Just like Bhishma Dev, Haridas gave up his life at his own will. The Samadhi of Haridas Thakur is located by the sea in Jagannath Puri. Sri Harinam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat: 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.